The addictive roguelike game Balatro has become one of the biggest hits of the year, mixing elements of poker and solitaire into a fiendish experience. And now my life is ruined because it's coming to mobile thanks to Apple Arcade. Enjoy unlimited access to over 200 incredibly fun games with no ads and no in-app purchases. From puzzle and adventure games to sports, racing and multiplayer action games, everyone can count on finding something to love. Head to sifter.com.au/arcade to start your free trial of Apple Arcade today. That's sifter.com.au/arcade for a free 1 month trial of Apple Arcade. And you'll be supporting independent video games journalism. This offer is for new subscribers only. $9.99 a month after free trial. Plan automatically renews after trial until cancelled.
sifter.com.au.
Hi, I'm Fiona Bartholomaeus.
And I'm Kyle Paletto.
Welcome to Walkthrough, Sifter's weekly recap on the biggest news in video games.
This week, The Sims are back, baby, with releases of the first two games. Sony relents on its forced PlayStation accounts for PC games. And cool indie game Claire Obscure is so popular, it's run out of copies. Here is the news for Sunday, 2nd of February. Let's go.
Join the Sifter community on Discord at sifter.com.au/discord.
To celebrate the 25th anniversary of The Sims, Sims 1 and Sims 2 have been re-released on PC. Both games are out now and include most of the DLC packages that were originally available. Fans, of course, are understandably excited. It's been so long since you've been able to play the first two games, with Sims 1 being a disc-only release, which doesn't run on most computers nowadays, and Sims 2 was taken offline over a decade ago. Old save files should work on the games too, which is neat, but this isn't a remaster, it's just a straight re-release.
You can buy each game individually, or there is a pack that includes both. Arguably, the current version of Sims 4 is better in pretty much every way, but it's hard to compete with that sweet, sweet nostalgia. While Sims 4 is going strong since its release nearly 11 years ago, some people just really miss the ability to trap a Sim in the pool by taking the ladder away and just watching them drown, because I guess we were all just absolute sick puppies when we were like 10 and playing this game. The team behind the upcoming Claire Obscure Expedition 33 game has revealed that the collector's edition is so popular that they can't meet the demand. The developers, Sandfall Interactive, shared on X that they never thought they would sell out of the collector's edition so early, or that there would even be such a demand for their physical editions. The team said it was quite a feat to even get the editions made, and they'll see what they can do about restocking, but they can't promise anything.
It's always great to see an indie game and studio receive so much love and attention even before their game comes out. The game will be released on April 24th on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X and S, and PC. Oh, and while we're talking about the game, there is already talks of a film adaptation, and this thing isn't even out yet. Talk about high expectations. Uh-oh, Sony is in trouble. PC players have been pretty spoiled lately, with heaps of precious PlayStation exclusive games making their way to PCs. Sadly, Spider-Man 2's PC launch has landed with a bit of a thud, with nearly half the Steam reviews swinging to the negative side of the scale. Some players are reporting random crashes, while others say that despite their high-end rigs, the game is basically unplayable.
IGN is reporting that the issue seems to be stemming from the game's graphics controller, even for players with top-of-the-line PCs. Plus, some of the key features people were expecting, like DLSS and ray tracing, aren't working at all, and load times are excessive and textures are missing. All in all, not exactly what you'd expect, given the track record of the PlayStation ports being pretty positive so far. Lord knows I cannot afford a PlayStation 5 Pro, so hopefully we get some updates soon and this doesn't deter Sony from making more ports.
Well, it seems Sony is already trying to win back fans because they've announced that PC players will no longer need to have a PlayStation Network account to play their PC ports, for some single-player games at least. That's right, remember all the rigmarole around Helldivers 2 last year, which saw players in certain countries without PC accounts being locked out? Well, that was all for nothing because Sony has thrown in the towel on forcing sign-ups.
They are going to try and entice you to sign up in other ways, though. So they haven't gone full good guy mode, don't worry. Instead, they'll add bonus content like certain Spider-Man suits or armor for Kratos, and they'll hide that right behind a sign-up wall. Lucky for me, I don't even care that much about, oh my God, look how sick that Spider-Man 2099 suit is. God damn it, Sony. That's it for headlines. Here are the games coming out this week.
Kingdom Come Deliverance 2 by Warhorse Studios is the highly anticipated action RPG sequel that promises a heap of new features for the series like crossbows and early medieval firearms. That's coming to PC, PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series S and X on 4th of Feb.
Out on the 6th is Rift of the Necrodancer, the latest rhythm action game in the Necrodancer series that sees our hero transported to a strange world of rock and roll riffs and all new monsters to take down in rhythmic style. Pick it up on PC and Switch this Thursday.
Keep Driving is a pixel art roguelike where you roll across the country picking up hitchhikers and listening to CDs of cool indie bands. It's got a good vibe to it and feels a bit like a spiritual successor to Oregon Trail in a way. Pick that one up on PC on the 6th.
Articles to read,
videos to watch,
and podcasts to listen to.
Sifter.com.au.
This has been Walked Through by Sifter. My name is Fiona Bartholomew.
And my name is Kyle Folletto. Thank you so much for listening.
Hey, have you been to our website lately? Sifter.com.au is the address, and we've got a stack of interesting stories up there for you to read. How do game devs graduate feel about the industry and the prospects of it? Great reviews of games like Citizen Sleeper 2 and many more to come. That address again is sifter.com.au.
Sifter is produced by myself, Fiona Bartholomaeus, Adam Christou, Courtney Smith and Chris Button. The episode is edited by both senior producer Mitch Loeb and Gianni DiGiovanni, who is Sifter's executive producer. He's also Walkthrough's script editor.
Thanks to Brian Fairbanks from Slaughterdog Sounds for composing the Walkthrough theme tune and Audio Technica Australia and Apple for their support of Sifter's podcast.
We'll be back with more news next Sunday. See you then.
Courtney Smith here from Drop Rate, Sifter's video game review podcast. This week, we're playing A Date with Death, a free visual novel where you can flirt dangerously with Death himself. And remember, the Grim Reaper's just a baby girl.
And when he started calling me Sunshine, like it was an unholy noise that came out of my mouth, being like, oh, genuinely like, oh. You make fun of him for being this like broody, dark, I'm a Grim Reaper, I'm so edgy, and I'm gonna capture your soul. And like, you make fun of that. So for him to then turn around and be like, you though, you're Sunshine. I'm like, I can feel myself literally like starting to blush now thinking about it. And I'm like, oh my God.
You can get every episode of Drop Rate for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, or on our website, sifter.com.au.